This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio as well, to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite too. A special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there, regardless of what you're doing, keeping things moving and rolling along, thank you so very much for keeping America moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch, but I do not believe Parler is up and running right now. I will confirm that with Denise Simon. And I'm also over on MeWe as Captain Matt Bruce. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different stuff we got going on here. All righty, let's go to the telephone line again. And we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning again. And wouldn't you know, right on cue, we have a caller on the line. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, Mike in Clearwater. What's up?
Good morning, Denise. You know, Parler went dark, about an hour or so ago.
3:10.
Yeah. So, you know, the Democrats and Joe Biden says, we want to heal the country. We want to work together. Right. Well, when you're promoting cancel culture and you're, you know, pretty much egging these people on. Amazon, right, you know, took it down, so now we can't go on there. And isn't that going to kind of incite more violence? I mean, all these policies that they're wanting to do is not designed to heal the country. It's going to fracture us even further. And I just want to see what Denise has to say about that.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Well, look, we still have a matter of Republicans and conservatives that know that they were disenfranchised, you know, leading up to the election and then during the election. And I would argue that is part and parcel of the reason that so many people attended the D.C. event. And that's still unresolved, ladies and gentlemen. That is still unresolved. Right, wrong, or indifferent, perception to people is their reality. And so you have some portion of this population that they were angry all through the summer, the spring and summer. One, because their businesses were shut down because of the pandemic, and then started with the protests. Now, we were terrified as we saw the Wendy's burn down in Atlanta, were we not?
Yep.
And then it went through city after city after city. So we were terrified. And there were things that people died in those.
By the way, the little girl that got shot in the fringes of that fire, too, remember?
And businesses are gone.
Yep.
I mean, just go look at the fallout of Minneapolis. Okay? So you've got two angers building there. Then you have what has happened in social media. Now we have the fact that we're continuing to be canceled and in some cases terminated. So it's very bad, and this is an open wound, including with what Big Tech has done to Parler. And it's not just Parler, ladies and gentlemen. How many – we forget the term being shadow banned, which has been going on for a couple of years. So we were being canceled for quite some time. We were being terminated for quite some time. These are open wounds that that I don't see any method of being healed. So do you think there's going to be unity in this country? There's clearly just not going to be. We need to admit it.
No.
That's where we are.
And let's identify something that you and I were talking about during the break. A lot of these rioters that got inside the Capitol have been identified as to their affiliation. Who were they?
Well, I've gotten emails, got several in the last 2 days from the FBI that I subscribe to them over there, and the majority of the, I think there's been 130 that have been arrested so far.
Yes.
And the majority of them have been QAnon followers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that may be a coincidence, call it whatever you may, but again, and we do know that there were Antifa folks that were mixed in there, too. But, you know, gee whiz. And anybody, again, anybody that was inside that Capitol, can expect to get a knock on the door.
Well, they have, actually, prior to the event. Remember last week I talked about the fact that it was purposeful that they did not provide a security perimeter around the Capitol building or any of the other buildings.
Correct.
And because they knew that, you know, some people were going to attend and things would go sideways.
Yep.
So it was purposeful for this. Well, and the New York Police Department, which has got the finest coin cell program that there is, domestic and foreign terrorists, and the FBI, actually made a visit to an awful lot of people. They handed out information to the FBI. The FBI reached out to an awful lot of people prior to the event and said, we know who you are. We're seeing what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go to D.C.
January 6th is when all of this took place. That was when the FBI officially notified the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the Capitol Police and the D.C. Police Department that trouble was headed their way. All right, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature just by going to their website, balanceofnature.com, and put in the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Whatever you order, you'll get a 35% discount on. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. balanceofnature.com. All righty. Denise Simon from founderscode.com is back with us, and wouldn't you know, right on cue, we have another call from our favorite question asker. You ready?
Sure.
Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Hello, Captain Denise. Want to know what is Trump's best option? To resign, to wait for the impeachment hearings, and Would he be free from prosecution if he grants himself immunity? All right, bye.
I think he meant pardons himself, correct?
Correct.
I said grants himself immunity. Okay, go ahead.
I think here, and I've worked at this and worked at this for the sake of other good guys in government, and they do exist. Okay. There are several in Congress that are the good guys. Jim Jordan, we can't forget about him. Lee Zeldin, Ted Cruz, Hawley, so forth. Their donations are already drying up. And that hurts. And look what they've done to Hawley. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, canceled his book.
So I think for the good of going forward, and we just don't need any more, you know, dramatic theater in Washington, D.C., I really just don't want to say this, but I think that Trump has to resign.
Well, if he does, I think he would do it with the understanding from Mike Pence that he would pardon him before Pence gets out of office. Would that make sense or no?
That's a possibility. I don't know. I haven't thought that far. I'm really kind of thinking on the other other lane there.
Because I've heard that. That's why I brought it up.
The PGA was holding their 2022 tournament at
Westminster. The championship tournament, yep. Mm-hmm.
It then canceled.
Yep, that was a big one. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, New Jersey.
It's now come down to vindictiveness. And the vindictiveness doesn't begin and end with Trump.
Nope.
It has consequences. I just mentioned, you know, several within Congress are the good guys. Devin Nunes, especially.
Yep.
And then it's us.
Yep.
So if you don't have a Republican Party, then you, in a lot of cases, you won't have a Tea Party. I mean, where are these donations going to come from? Where is this financial system going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, it's going to come from the little guy. Yeah, but it's not enough to compete with the Democrats. All you have to do is look at the cost of the race of the Senate race in Georgia, most expensive ever.
Yeah, and some of the names that popped up that were donating money. Now, you wrote an article about the Biden inauguration donors, but let's back this up and let's include the big. Let's go with the big tech. Let me read you a little list. The Biden Inaugural Committee released its list of donors, which includes big tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Qualcomm. The Biden Inaugural Committee published a list of its top donors over the weekend, all of whom contributed over $200 to the 59th presidential inauguration activities. But here's the names. Verizon, Comcast, Charter Communications, Boeing, Anthem, the health insurance provider, and medical technology company Masimo Corporation, just to name a few. Unions, American Federation of Teachers, known as COPE, United Food and Commercial Workers, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the IBEW. Wow.
Well, I kind of rest my case with that. A lot of those are union operations.
Yeah.
The American Federation of Teachers or the United Food and Commercial Workers Union or the IBEW. So that just validates my point here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would also say it's no mistake that we have got big tech that has donated not only to the inauguration,
mm-hmm.
but they have donated in kind because of how they twisted the news and access to articles and whatnot on the internet that favored Biden. Do we not forget what they did about Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yep. Speaking of laptops, brings up an interesting point. Some of what they stole inside when they got inside, these people, were laptop computers. There's a rumor, I have not heard it confirmed, that they got Nancy Pelosi's laptop computer. What have you heard?
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, with the government laptop computers, what happens when they turn them on and try to get into them?
Nothing, generally.
Well, the government computers in the DOD, and I'm assuming Nancy Pelosi's might be the same way, tell the people where you are. So if they do that, and they don't have that turned off, which you got to get into it to turn it off, they're going to know, at least to begin with, where you're at.
Depends upon what kind of systems that they have. And it depends upon, for those that have, say, access to CIPRNet. You know, there's several layers, security layers, including certain keys and whatnot. And if those machines being laptops, they're tied into certain systems. And those certain systems will ping back those laptops because of what could potentially be missing. And if there's not a response, then they're taken off the system at the SIPRNet level.
Yep.
So we don't know how many laptops are missing.
Nope.
I keep seeing all this stuff about special forces went in there and they took all the laptops and special forces.
Yeah, nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yep, nonsense. By the way, Sue, the dispatcher, has asked a question. Why are the circumstances involving the Capitol cop that shot the girl hush hush? I don't remember any other shootings that would have been so quiet. And why the delay on asking the National Guard? She says something stinks. Well, the National Guard, again, all this back on January the 6th, that's the date that comes to mind, was when they offered all the different things. And even the couple of days before the rally, the governor of Maryland said, listen, I can have the National Guard there tomorrow.
It all come. It was on purpose. It was on purpose. Part of a large design. I mean, when I wrote it, I had all those about last week. I thought, I might be a little conspiratorial here, but the more I'm learning and the more that's coming out, my article ends up being more true than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it sounds exactly like that.
And I will tell you, the National Guard, she did call up the National Guard. She's the mayor.
Yeah.
But they were not to carry a weapon.
No, and they were on traffic duty.
So
not even close to the scene. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
now, as for the security guard that killed the Air Force veteran woman, he has in fact been suspended.
Yep.
The U.S. attorney for the District of D.C. is investigating the abuse of what is known as excessive force.
Yeah. Yep. All right, and I don't know if we can get this in, but I'm going to try for Mary. Okay, Mary, we got about 30 seconds because we're coming up on a hard break.
Okay, it just seems like we're still playing in the weeds here. The FBI, you know, we're not going to know all the details, and I don't think it matters anyway. I think get up to 30,000 feet above and look down at the whole picture.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Okay. Well, we're running out of time there, so that's that.
She's right.
Yeah, she is right. And the thing
we can't think emotionally. We have to think clinically and look at the, you know, 30,000 feet and look down. It's going to be a very different view.
Right. And we're going to have to deal with the facts, not the rumors. All the special forces went in there, and I didn't. Yeah, sure.
That's what a view at 30,000 feet does.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go. So I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, folks can go to your website, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, to find out more. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Founderscode.com. And I'll be right back with more. Our military and veterans news report coming up. And we've got some interesting articles there to talk to you about this morning. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution on Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. Congressman Jim Jordan doesn't see how that would unite the country. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden can rein in impeachment efforts.
Now the Democrats are going to try to remove the president from office just 7 days before he's set to leave anyway. I do not see how that unifies the country. I hope what happens is what Senator Graham said when he asked Vice President Joe Biden, President-elect Joe Biden, to give a speech to the country and say we should not be pursuing this impeachment. We should not be pursuing this 25th Amendment. Let's bring the country together and move forward. And return to being this America, the greatest nation ever. That's where we need to focus.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. We'll tell you where they're located right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the National Aviation Academy proudly sponsors the Military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the good thing about them is they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, you are not just going to get a job with them when you become a certified aviation maintenance tech. You are going to have a career where you will have carte blanche and you'll be in charge. Certified aviation maintenance technicians are in demand all around the world. They keep the aircraft flying in all the countries around the world, not just the United States. Now, you want to make a bunch of money? You want to make it fast? become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and go overseas. You can make a six-figure salary right off the bat. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one down here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. Remember, their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And don't forget, when you get a hold of them, tell them your captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right. Starting out, we're going to talk about the computers with access to classified material stolen from the Capitol. Now, a source inside the Pentagon has confirmed that several computers with access to the government's secret CyberNet were stolen on Wednesday. Now, Nancy Pelosi, whose laptop computer, one of them, would have been on that, might be missing. I say might be because nobody's really saying for sure. Nancy wasn't specific about what computer was missing. She has more than one, obviously. So, anyone who got a hold of one of these laptop computers that has the government's secret CyberNet site on it, this is the computer that when you turn it on and try to get into it, it's going to tell the authorities exactly where you are. So some of these clever, not quite so smart people are going to wind up getting nailed because of this. Watch and see. Now, Nancy Pelosi also reached out to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs about the unhinged behavior of President Donald Trump and was concerned about him having the nuclear launch codes. She said, "The situation of this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, and we must do everything that we can to protect the American people." Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs reminded her, that's Mark Milley, reminded her that the football, which is what it's called, that's carried around by an aide, just couldn't be handed to the president to do whatever he wanted. That's not the way it works. And anybody that knows anything about what I'm talking about, I'm just going to leave it there. Now, the acting Secretary of Defense, Miller, has announced a commission for base renaming. Now, the first four members of an eight-person commission were named on renaming the military bases. Bases like Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, are going to be changed to other names. We'll see what they'll be when they wind up being whatever. By the way, also, United States Air Force General Anderson reported to us that U.S. airstrikes hit al-Shabaab in Somalia over the weekend, killed five terrorists. The strike targeted known al-Shabaab leaders who had facilitated finance, weapons, fighters, and explosives to the al-Shabaab group. So we got rid of some bad guys. And then, late last week, Israel launched airstrikes at Iranian bases in Syria that were used by Iranian militias as well as Hezbollah. And they struck two different bases. They hit their targets. No report on whether or not people were killed or whatnot, but when you see the destruction in the area that they fired on, it's pretty obvious that somebody got bad hurt. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, hundreds of National Guard troops were posted in the streets of Washington, D.C. on Wednesday afternoon, but there was little they could do. They were too far away, number one. They didn't have any weapons, number two. They were directing traffic, number three, as the pro-Trump rioters overran the Capitol. All they could have done was gotten involved in a bunch of physical altercations and fistfights because they had no weapons. Now, what did they do after that happened? They went back to the armories where they were out of and got weapons. And then came back. A lot of wasted time there. Now, we have some 4,000 or thereabouts troops with another 1,000 or so coming from states around the area in the Northeast. the mayor of D.C. wants them there until the 24th of January. And the Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that the personnel will be on duty for no less than the next 30 days. So that's more than the 24th. We'll see how that works out. And the other thing is, Joe Biden, when he's inaugurated president, takes the oath, will not have his defense secretary in place. Now, the congressional calendar will not permit his pick for defense secretary to be in place on day one of the Biden administration. And he's pressuring the senators to come back early and take care of that for him. Well, in lieu of what's going on, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Strange things going on right now in Washington, D.C. And Robert Greenway, a top advisor to President Donald Trump in the Middle East, stepped down as part of the exodus at the National Security Council following the storming of Capitol Hill. In addition, how they're portraying it on their channels is that this is a success, talking about the raid on the Capitol. Now, the director of UNO's National Counterterrorism Innovation Technology and Education Center, Gina Ligon, is saying, I think you'll see more of what we saw in Washington, D.C. at the state level. Well, there's a good possibility of it. And Capitol rioters were planning weeks ahead in plain sight. Plain sight. They did not hide their intentions. They did not hide their efforts. But the law enforcement protecting Congress, the Capitol Police Department, was caught flat-footed. It's obvious. And a lack of coordination amongst the authorities was also evident. Obviously. Now, what are we going to do about it? Heads are already rolling. More heads are going to roll. An investigation, believe me, is in full swing right now with everything that's transpiring. And it's going to be an interesting month or two as they bring down all these investigations. All right. When we come back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, we're going to talk to him about a lot of different stuff, some of which he probably is right in the middle of when it comes to financial things. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And I take a product there called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Now, if you want to get a little bit more pep in your step, if you want to get a little bit more pizzazz and be a little bit more alert in the middle of the afternoon when things usually kind of go sideways and you're looking to take a nap or whatnot, guess what? And, oh, by the way, and that you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods either, or not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, then I got a deal for you. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and order whatever you want, including the fruits and veggie capsules, and you'll save 35% on your order. Just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, joining us right now, we have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, Governor Cuomo up there, I don't know what the heck is going on. I mean, he must be living on borrowed time or something up there, because the governor people keep just tearing right into him over that nonsense that's taking place up there with the COVID and not doing this and not doing that. What is the deal up there right now as far as what's closed and what's open and what isn't?
It's about where you are and how the local authorities are going about handling the situation. I went out to dinner on Friday evening with some friends, and the restaurant was supposed to be at, I think, 25% to 50%, but there was more in the restaurant. It was also pretty cold outside, but they did have outdoor tables and outdoor heating lamps, and people were sitting out there. I wouldn't sit outside in the cold. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be cold while I'm having dinner. But that came time to the witching hour. It's like Cinderella, except it's not 12 midnight. It's 10 o'clock. They start ushering you out the door and kind of get you out of the place by 9:30, quarter to 10, because they have to be closed by then, which just makes no sense. Because then, you know, everybody just goes over to somebody's house and hangs out, and that's where it really actually gets transmitted more than any place else. So, no, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But the real problem with New York is the fact that we actually are throwing out vaccines in New York. They're going in the garden.
I've heard.
Because they haven't figured out how to go ahead and distribute them.
That's what I've heard. Now, you follow the news about Parler, right? You've been following the news about them?
Yeah, Parler and Facebook and Twitter, and there's other ones out there. They're like MeWe and other places.
Well, about 10 minutes after 3 this morning, Parler went dark.
Amazon Web Services pulled their service.
Which was 12 o'clock on the West Coast, which is where I believe Amazon is located.
Yeah, their web service is everywhere, but might have what they decided to do.
Well, now they're supposedly going to come back and go somewhere different, like perhaps in the Caribbean with an offshore IP provider. We'll see. But the fact of the matter is, when you're talking about these big tech outfits like Google, Microsoft, Qualcomm, how about this one, Verizon, Comcast, Charter Communications, those big companies, they pretty much control who does what and where they do it, right?
You're talking about the internet providers?
Yeah.
A little bit different than the web service.
No, internet providers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Internet providers, we talked about that before. They're not allowed to do, you know, with the traffic and slowing things down. That's something completely different. The web services companies, people don't even realize this. That's where Amazon makes its big bucks, quite frankly, is the cloud services.
Yeah.
And they're one of the providers out there. Google's obviously another big cloud provider. IBM just recently started getting involved in that business, so we all know Apple has a cloud service as well. That's a very, very, very big business right now. It's something different than actual internet providing.
Right, and it should be mentioned that each one of those companies that I named gave huge amounts of money, not only to the Democrats for their elections around the country, but also the Biden inaugural committee where, you ready for this? $500,000 donation got you donated as a chair to a committee, and if you gave them $1 million, you got to be chair of the inaugural.
Yeah, listen, big tech, they're worried about coming under fire with regulations.
For 230, right?
Yeah, by not just, no, other things too, also taxes as well, and this is how politics is done. I'm sure, you know, there would have been some money that would have gone to Donald Trump's inauguration as well, even though he doesn't get that much, if he had won, simply because, you know, that's what they do to, you know, to curry favor. Donations, you know, go here, there, and everywhere. Donald Trump, however, doesn't do as well as other candidates have done in the past, that's for sure, as far as Republicans are concerned with donations.
Well, here's the big thing about Section 230. It generally provides immunity for website publishers from third-party content. At its core, Section 230 provides immunity from liability for providers and users of an interactive computer service, which publishes information provided by third-party users. Now, here's what it says specifically. No provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider, which means they can't be held responsible for things being posted on their websites.
Well, again, if that's supposed to be the case, if let's say if you're like a newspaper or something like that, and they've had protection against that all along, and they want to remove that protection because they're making editorial decisions right now based upon content.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that was talked about over the past several weeks that Trump wanted to include in that defense authorization bill, but that's one of the reasons why he vetoed it, but the veto got overruled.
I want to mention a couple of things where I mentioned last year, and that's about what's going to happen to Trump today. We don't really know, but we're going to speculate a little bit. Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, came out and said that he will support the $2,000 stimulus checks, but they can't be carte blanche. They can't just be given to people because you're giving them a check.
He supports somebody. I'm lost in there, man. I'm sorry.
He does not want them to be carte blanche where they just write a bunch of $2,000 checks and just send them to people.
Well, I agree. I mean, we've been talking about that all along.
Sure.
I mean, maybe he's kind of, you know, trying to maybe work his way into being a moderate voice in the Senate moving forward and maybe trying to broker some sort of negotiation.
Yep.
I don't know. I actually had people, you know, send me that story over the course of the weekend and suggested that he might switch parties or go independent like Jim Jeffords.
Yep.
And I just most certainly don't think that that's the case.
Yep.
He can be. I think he's going to be quite useful to some of the more moderate voices moving forward. And that's why I think that you're not going to see people a word. You're going to see this full frontal assault of all these things that Joe Biden was talking about on the campaign trail. I don't think that that's going to be the case. Joe Biden is not, not Barack Obama, doesn't carry the panache that Obama did with Hope and Change back in 2008, and everybody basically going along with what he had to say and got, you know, enormous things done, which I did happen to agree with in his first 2 years because he had the House and Senate. I don't think that it's going to be the same route for Joe Biden. I think there's going to be more compromise that's going to be involved.
All right. And the final thought here for the morning, the Stripe company, which is a payment processing company, has stopped the Trump campaign payments processing. So they will no longer be able to contribute money when they send you those emails to Donald Trump.
Listen, I think you're going to probably see more companies out there boycotting certain aspects after what happened.
Well, PGA Golf Tournament 2022 said, nope, not going to have it.
Yeah, it's, that's private businesses can do what they want. And if they choose not to do business with somebody, I don't care about that. That's up to them.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there to find out all the different things that he does. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.